First time caller line, you're on the air with us. Hello there.
Yes, my name is Eric, and I'm calling from North Dakota. I have a couple of questions for the Zetas.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Number one, how far in advance is your technology to ours?
Okay, here's the Zetas on that. It would be hard for you to fathom. Everyone who views UFOs is aware that we control gravity, that we can disappear into other dimensions. We've mentioned that we manufacture our own food. It's noted on the Zeta Talk website that we live for 400 years and can genetically engineer ourselves, have an IQ of 287 on average. The technology allows us to, for instance, travel across the universe rapidly, basically teleporting ourselves. We commandeer gravity for this, create a tunnel. We eliminate the repulsion force, which is like an anti-gravity force, so that it's just the draw, and it's faster than light, much faster. These matters are hard for humans to conceptualize. We are able to regrow limbs. They don't quite look perfect, but for instance, if we have an arm chopped off, we can control growth hormones. These are some examples. End of Zeta Talk.
And your second question.
And what happened at the beginning? What was the spark for the Big Bang? And I got to run.
All right. Thank you.
Sure. And here's data on that. We have mentioned that black holes and Big Bangs happen periodically in portions of the universe to renew that portion of the universe. It's a natural cyclical process. And why God so structured the universe this way, we have no answer any more than you do. We are frequently asked, does God exist? What is the plan? Why does life form as it does? These are mysteries to ourselves also. We are not the highest level of advancement spiritually. You may be in kindergarten and we may be in fourth grade, but neither of us is getting our PhD and to be privy to this kind of information. So it's a puzzlement for us also. End of Zeta Talk.
Okay, let's go to our East of the Rockies line. You're on the air with us. Hi there.
Hi, this is Melinda from Atlanta. How are you all?
Fine, Melinda.
I have two questions. I want to talk to the Zetas, I'm sorry.
Okay.
How old is the human race, and are all the races from one source, and why are they different races?
Okay, here's Zeta Talk on that. We have been early on in the life of Zeta Talk been asked about this and detailed six different races of man that were genetically engineered, not all of which survived. Angola man, for instance, was fuzzy in Africa and did not protect himself, had no aggressive instinct, and faded. And also Indonesia man, who was barrel-chested, was also too slow and cumbersome to protect himself against large predators. But a white man, a black man, China man, all survived. So how old is the human race? This has taken process over approximately a million years. You're aware most recently of the recent history because the bones that you dig up that reflect proper cranial size for brain and the like show this. But there are many steps that are interim and need to be integrated. Neanderthal man, for instance, was phased out because he could not digest the foods on your earth and was replaced by modern man. Everyone says, well, why did he die out? And that's the reason cut the vase on the males and allowed them to continue their life. They simply didn't produce offspring. So the early stages where you take the ape and begin to make changes, you allow the ape to go back and incorporate and sort out the changes, the genetic engineering, because it may fail. It may not survive in the environment, the field, which is Earth surface. And therefore, long periods of time are given to allow the genetic engineering to prove itself out or fail. So approximately a million years has been in process. End of Zeta Talk.
Anything else, Melinda? That's it?
I wanted to know, are we going to evolve into another set of beings if this one, like this, where we are now, is not good? Will we look like something else
yes.
in a few
years? Yes, yes,
oh.
yes. Here's Zetas on that. Indeed, we are forming a hybrid race. This is detailed on the Zeta Talk website. It's a cross between Zetas and humans. Many human contactees say, they put a baby in my arms and I recognized it was mine, or report pregnancies that disappear, what is considered sexual operations. We collect sperm from men. This is very seldom reported because they're in the passive position on a table, not quite the manly thing that they like to report. But women say, oh, my ova was harvested, or they took a small fetus from me. And these hybrids will be skinny like ourselves, have large eyes like ourselves, but will have your colored pupils, our IQ, our longevity. They will also digest food as humans do, but will not fart, will not gain fat, do not really require sleep, although will probably have rest periods, where we, the Zetas, do not require sleep. So do explore the hybrid section on Zeta Talk. It has physiological differences and some drawings that Nancy has produced of her participation in this program and her hybrid son, whom she was introduced to. End of Zeta Talk.
Would you, Zetas, tell us if an asteroid was approaching the planet?
Here's Zeta's talk on that. We are not allowed by the rules to warn you specifically when an earthquake is going to happen, when a tornado is going to hit, when a meteor is going to strike. This is considered interference. Very rarely are rules, for instance, the fact that no weapons of mass destruction was found in Iraq. This was due by our hand. We were granted an exception because since the U.S. military is so strong, equal in strength to all other militaries around the world, and the Bush White House, that crowd was intent on commandeering all the oil fields, we were granted an exception by the Council of Worlds to interfere, and we simply snatched those nukes away when they were planted by the CIA, which is supported by the fact that there were some radioactive soldiers who were dying of radioactivity coming back from Germany and recounted or were debriefed in Germany as to the CIA op. So very seldom are the rules allowed to be broken. Some people are protected. Nancy is protected from assassination. You can almost pinpoint the people who are. Al Gore, Fitzgerald, for instance, protected from assassination. Others are not. Why was 7/7 allowed in London? That wasn't covered. New fake terrorism attacks in the U.S., because 9/11 was not quite what it's postured to be officially, are not allowed to happen in the U.S. because that would strengthen the cabal in the White House. But beyond that, we are not allowed to interfere. So we are able to give general warnings. We are able to describe the Earth changes that will happen during the pole shift that are happening now as the Earth is increasingly twisted in a wobble and stress put on plates. There have been numerous UFO sightings recently in China, Istanbul, in the U.S., in the Ozarks and up along into the Carolinas, which will be affected by the New Madrid change, in Chicago last fall. These are accompanied by telepathic warnings to the populace below stating what the Earth changes will be in their area, but we can't give a specific day. We can't say on this day this will happen. That's not allowed. End of Zeta Talk.